This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayechi. I want to again dedicate the learning for a refuah shlema for Chaim Baruch ben Rachel Malka. Should have a refuah shlema. So this is the last Parsha of the book of Bereishis, of Genesis, and it's focused on the end of the life of Yaakov, of Jacob, and we see there are multiple times where he calls Joseph to make sure he's buried up in the land of Israel. He then calls Joseph again with his two sons, with Ephraim and Manasseh, for them to be blessed and for Joseph to be blessed. And then a third time with all of the 12 tribes, the 12 sons, for them to be blessed. And that last get together, where they come around Yaakov's bed, it says, the Torah tells us, V'yikra Yaakov elbana v'yomer he'asfu v'agida lachem eis asha yikra eschem b'achris hayamim. And Jacob called to his sons and said, come together, that I might tell you what is to befall you in the end of days. So he wants to give them some type of prophetic vision as to what will happen in the future, at the end of days. Rashi tells us that Yaakov wanted to reveal to them the end of Israel's exile, but the Shekhinah, God's presence, departed from him, and he began to speak about other things. That's Rashi's take. The Gemara Pesachim, though, tells us a little bit different, that something occurs. Yaakov wants to reveal to his son something, but as he's about to reveal it, he feels some kind of interruption in the flow from his divine inspiration. So the Gemara is in Pesachim on 56a. A long time ago, I was talking to some friends and I was talking about the idea of how to remember specific pages in the Talmud. And this one, I remembered the number because I remembered a football player's number, Lawrence Taylor, 56. I couldn't remember the track tape. Now, of course, that I'm looking at this, I remember it. It's Pesachim 56. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, it's written, and Jacob called his sons and said, gather around, and I will tell you what will occur in the end of days, at the end of time. So Yaakov wanted to reveal to his sons when the complete redemption would arrive at the end of days, but the divine presence abandoned him, rendering him unable to give the prophecy. He said, perhaps the divine presence has abandoned me because, heaven forbid, one of my descendants is unfit. One of my sons is unfit, as the case with my grandfather Abraham, from whom Ishmael emerged, and like my father Isaac, from whom Esav came. His son said to him, hear, O Israel, our father, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This famous saying, the cornerstone of all Judaism, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So here, the context, when we say Shema Yisrael, we're calling out to the collective Jewish soul. Here, they're calling out to Israel, Yaakov, to Jacob. And they're saying, no, Hashem is our God, and Hashem is one. They said, just as there is only one God in your heart, so too there is only one in our hearts. At that moment, Yaakov, our father, said in praise, blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever, and all of his children were righteous. But what here we have the famous idea of Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso L'Olam Ved, which is what we do when we read the Shema every day. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then we say, Baruch Shem Kivod, blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. So the Gemara then goes on and says, so what do we do? Moshe, when he gave it over to us, when he told us, he taught us the Shema, doesn't tell us Baruch Shem. Then we have this famous teaching that at the time of Yaakov, when he's at his deathbed, he said Baruch Shem. So we make a compromise and we whisper it, we say it quietly. So the question is, where does the Gemara, how does this teaching, where do they derive from the text that this idea of the end of days, that there was something that was blocking, but then we see that they actually were getting it. And then because of that, Yaakov's reaction is to say, Baruch Shem Kivod, blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. So what's in the text? So perhaps what's in the text is the next line, because the first verse said, the first pasuk said that Yaakov called his sons to gather around, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. And then second sentence says, which is kind of redundant, he says, assemble, he kavtsu, vishimu, and hear, b'nei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, vishimu el Yisrael avichem, and to listen to your father, Yisrael. So he just told them, Heyasfu v'agida lachem. The first pasuk, the first sentence, he says, come here, gather around, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. And then he says it again, come together and hear. It doesn't make any sense. But rather, that is the answer. You want to know about the end of days? He kavtsu v'shemu b'nei Yaakov. It's when you come together and you listen. When you listen to your father. That's the end of days. The Ben Ish Chai, I saw this, I said, that must be it. And then I saw the Ben Ish Chai has a parish where he says that idea, that this idea of, you want to know when the Jews can bring in the end of days is when they're together, when they're united. But still, what's the Gemara telling us? So Yaakov feels some kind of disruption. His sons reassure him. They say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They make this proclamation, Hashem is our God, He is one. Hashem is one. And Yaakov's answer to that is, blessed be the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever. If you think about this, that is the answer. That is what the end of days is. It's a recognition that Hashem's kingdom is forever and ever. When else do we say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed? Interestingly enough, we say it every day when we say the Kaddish. And so when a mourner goes and he's saying the Kaddish, we say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'olam Ulyomei Almaya. May his great name be blessed forever and ever, for all eternity. It's the same exact thing as Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. So what's the end of days? The end of days is when we're going to have a time when it's going to be revealed, when there's going to be an understanding with clarity within the world that God is one and that He's eternal. That we'll be able to connect to that and have it with a clarity. What's interesting is as we go on in the blessings that Yaakov gives his sons, when he's talking to Sheva Dan, when he's talking to Dan, in the middle of, he says, he's giving over this idea of Dan shall be a serpent by the road, a viper by the path that bites the horse's heels so that his rider is thrown backward. And then he says, I wait for your deliverance, O Lord. L'shu'ascha kivisi Hashem. It's like a non sequitur. It's just kind of out of nowhere. So Rashi explains that what Yaakov was seeing was the idea of Shimshon, Samson. Samson would take on the Philistines, and he would be captured by them, and in the last moment, he's tied up, they're having this big party in this building, and he pulls the pillars out because he calls out to Hashem, and he says, Hashem, give me this one last time, give me that special strength. So here Yaakov sees this, and he's kind of broken, like seeing that here's someone that could have been the Messiah. He sees his demise, and then he turns, L'shu'ascha kivisi Hashem. I wait for your deliverance, O Lord. I wait for your deliverance, Hashem. So here we have the idea of the Baruch Shem Kivod Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, which bless the name of Hashem's kingdom forever and ever. And then we have also L'shu'ascha kivisi Hashem. The fact that these two ideas are either overtly or hinted to in this parasha about the end of days, they go hand in hand. Because what L'shu'ascha kivisi Hashem, the Ramchal tells us that the premise of this entire creation is built on hope. Hashem created the world the whole creation premise, the supposition is hope. He had tremendous hope and therefore created the world. And then let it go into its process of becoming. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, for your salvation, Hashem, I hope. Ramchal tells us that at the end of everything, we must always hold on to that hope. But what is that hope? Why have hope? Because at the end, what really comes down to is Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. His glorious kingdom is forever and ever. Hashem is eternal. And we, as Yisrael, we come and each have a piece of God in us. We have a connection to the eternal. And for that, we have hope, because what it means is, what does it mean that God is forever and ever, is that we're on a pathway of becoming, and it's something that's constantly in a state of becoming. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, we constantly have and hold on to eternal hope, because you are the eternal, and the eternal means this process, a process of becoming, so that when Yaakov is sitting there on his deathbed and he's talking to his sons, I want to tell you what's going to come at the end of days, he kavtsu come together. Because you know what it is? The eternal is becoming, and it also is all one. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is one. And so we have to, at times in life, we go through difficulties, things are dark, things are difficult. Yaakov is speaking to all of us. We're around his bed here in Vayechi. He's telling you, come together and listen, Bnei Yaakov. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem's glory is forever and ever. Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. Hashem, your salvation I hope for always. And I hold on to that. And the Ramchal tells us, he promises that no matter how dark, if we have that hope, no matter how dark, we can be always be pulled out of that darkness. And so, in this time of difficulty, of what we've suffered through this, and this it's continuing, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Hashem, I always hold on to hope. You are the salvation, and that ultimately we should be able to come together, hikavtsu v'shemu, assemble and hearken, come together, and be able to then proclaim, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed, Hashem, your kingdom is forever and ever. May we be zochem, we should be able to see the ultimate light, be able to see the ultimate redemption, and to be able to embrace the idea of the eternal. And with that, I wish everybody a great Shabbos.